Yolanda Condonosis is the harp player featured in Ginastera 100. The Argentinian composer celebrates a 100th birthday, and his legacy is vast, especially for the harp. Yolanda Condonosis writes, "The Argentine composer's innovative style draws comparisons to Bartok and Stravinsky for the artful ways in which he integrated folk music and dance forms from his native country into a striking modernist musical language." She adds, "To harpists, he wrote our piece. He created the work that pushed the harp out of its box and gave us the kind of indelible, substantive composition that makes or breaks a solo career like mine. By my best estimate, I have performed Ginastera's harp concerto close to 200 times, but in every performance, I discover something new, a hidden motivic layer, a subtle orchestral color I hadn't noticed before, or just another interpretive pathway to explore. This kind of creation is a gift, and my gratitude to Ginastera for that gift was the inspiration for this project." Let's hear more from Yolanda Condonosis herself about performing Ginastera and his harp concerto.
Ginastera was such a masterful composer, and he approached composition from a very architectural standpoint. And that makes it so that, you know, there's so many layers in his music. You know, all does not become apparent on the first listen or the first performance or the 190th performance. And I think what's really fun about this piece for me is that, you know, it's such a collaboration. It's such a conversation between soloist and orchestra, so that really the piece is in some ways different depending on the collaboration. And the collaboration on this recording with Rafael Jimenez was really very special because he himself is South American, and he has such a sense of that South American style, the dance rhythms, and the folk element in this music. That's what you want in a piece of music, especially one that is a cornerstone of your repertoire as a soloist. You want a piece of music that keeps you interested, and this one certainly does.
Because this is a piece that is such a cornerstone of harp repertoire, and because you've played it so often, I would love to hear your earliest thoughts and memories of when you first came across the piece, heard it, when you first attempted to play it.
I think that's why there's such a personal meaning in this piece of music for me, because this harp concerto was the piece in the harp repertoire that made me really think, I think I can do this harp thing my way. But my earliest training in music was on the piano. And before I ever started playing the harp, I had studied the piano for, I don't know, 6 years or so. My mother was a piano teacher, and she started lifting me up on the piano bench pretty much from, you know, the time I could hold my head up. So I was very accustomed to the power and the diversity of the piano repertoire. I remember the first time I looked at the music for the Ginastera Harp Concerto was before I really began learning it, but I glanced at the pages, and I remember being so delighted because it looked like piano music. I could just tell that this piece should be played with a lot of spirit and a lot of almost pianistic gesture. When I really began learning it in earnest was at a really critical juncture for me, because I was choosing between the harp and the piano at that point in my mid-teens, and I was at Interlaken Arts Academy, and I was very torn. You know, in some ways it was a hard decision because I'm not entirely sure I chose the harp initially myself. It was kind of my mom's idea, because I grew up in Norman, Oklahoma, your neck of the woods, and I was very much a tomboy as a kid. My knees were always covered with grass stains, and I was not an angelic child, to be sure. And I think my mom thought, well, you know, let's see if we can try something to refine her a little bit. And a harp showed up one day, and, you know, I really loved the harp from the minute I put my hands on it. I loved the tactile sensation of playing the harp. You know, I still love the piano as well. And so when it really came to be that critical juncture, I felt like at the very least having a concerto like the Ginastera would give me some red meat to sink my teeth into. And I also thought, you know, I can possibly, you know, be a good advocate for this instrument. You know, sometimes I say, instead of me becoming a little more angelic with the harp, I think perhaps it might have worked the other way around. Perhaps the harp became a little less angelic with me playing it. So I can't overstate the importance of the Ginastera Harp Concerto in that process of evolution.